boys and girls. This morning, I don't actually have a story for you, but I do have a game I'd like you to play. Are you willing to play a game? All right. What I need you to do is, if you will stand in a line, those of you who want to play, if you don't want to play, you don't have to, but if you're willing to try this game, if you'll stand in a line here. Okay, thank you, Kyle. You want to play, Alyssa? Okay. Anyone else? No? Jacob, you want to try? Not sure. Paul, would you help us? Would you play too? Thank you. What about Rory and Riley? You want to try? No. Need a couple more. Do you want to play? No. You're just going to watch. All right. Tila, would you help us? Thank you, Tila. Oh, good old Isaac. Thank you. Okay. Here's the deal. I am going to say something to Paul, and I want Paul to tell Kyle exactly what you heard me tell you. And then you tell Alyssa and on down the line, okay? But you can say it only once. So you'll have to listen really carefully and say exactly what you hear me tell you. You tell that to the next person. Simple, right? Okay. And just to make sure I get it right, I've written it down. So here's what I want you to tell Kyle. Okay, you say it exactly as I told you. You say it only once. And don't let me distract you. You concentrate and you tell the next person exactly what you heard. And don't pay any attention to anybody around you. You make sure you listen very carefully now. You can say it only once, so just tell her what you can remember. Okay, Isaac, what did you hear?
A little girl went to Sabbath school and she did a lot of stuff.
Not bad. This is what I told Paul. The little girl in the yellow dress went to Sabbath school where she sang songs about Jesus, heard stories from the Bible, and drew a picture of what she thinks heaven will look like. What happened? Did you make up your own things? Well, this is an example of what happens when people gossip. Do you know what gossip is? When you talk about somebody else, and you saw how the story changed as it went from person to person. And you know what? That happens all the time. And that's why the Bible says we should not gossip. Don't talk about other people like that, because lots of times the story changes and people end up getting hurt. And we don't want to do that, do we? And that's why God says when we talk, we should always say good things. He uses the word edify. That means help build somebody up and make them feel better. Can we do that? Let's ask Jesus to help us. Okay, let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for loving us. And please help us to love each other and to be kind to each other, especially in the words that we say. Please help us to control our tongues so we don't spread gossip. And don't say things that could hurt someone else. Thank you for each one of these boys and girls. Please bless them and help them to be more like you each day. We pray in your name. Amen. Thank you for your help.